Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu visits Siachen base camp in Ladakh and interacts with soldiers and officers. Campaigning gains momentum for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior leaders of all political parties hold rallies and roadshows. Indian Embassy in Beirut issues advisory to Indian nationals to leave Lebanon or not to travel there amid escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. US, France and some of the allies call for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across Israel-Lebanon border. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with FIDE chess Olympiad champions at his residence. And in Macau Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and Ayush Shetty to face each other in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal match this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu visited Siachen base camp today in Ladakh and interacted with soldiers and officers posted at the Siachen Glacier. In an address, President Murmu praised the bravery and services of soldiers in protecting the country in challenging severe climatic extreme conditions. She also expressed gratitude to the family and relatives of soldiers posted there. She also paid tribute to the martyrs at the Siachen Base War Memorial during the wreath-laying ceremony to the war heroes.
मातृभूमि की रक्षा के लिए आप सब त्याग और सहनशीलता के असाधारण उदाहरण प्रस्तुत किए पूरा देश आप सबका सम्मान करता है मातृभूमि की रक्षा के गौरवशाली कर्तव्य को आप दृढ़ता पूर्वक निभाते हैं मेरा प्रार्थना है कि आप सभी स्वस्थ रहे और आप सबके परिवारजन स्वानंद रहे
President Draupadi Murmu is the third president to visit Siachen Glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. The Siachen Glacier, located in the Karakoram Range, is the world's highest military occupied region and has been protected by the Indian Army since April 1984 under Operation Meghdoot. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said India is on the way to regaining its past glory in the world in science. Presiding as a chief guest at the 83rd CSIR Foundation Day celebrations in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said, in the past, Bharat had scientific knowledge and had made the world proud. He highlighted that recognition for the scientific community has gone up in the last few years. The Vice President said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's heart and soul is deeply in the scientific community. Campaigning has picked up momentum in assembly elections for third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase elections in Haryana. Voting in Jammu and Kashmir for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. 24 assembly segments of Jammu and 16 of Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent reports that the final phase is said to be very crucial for all political parties. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is scheduled to address four rallies in Kathua and Udhampur districts of Jammu today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be campaigning in Jammu on Saturday. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi yesterday interacted with people in Jammu and sought vote for his party. BJP President and former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti also arrived in Jammu yesterday and held a roadshow to support a party's candidates. Campaigning in Haryana has also reached the peak for single-phase polling for assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will start his campaign from Karnal district. Mr. Gandhi will address a public meeting in Asand today. He will also address a public meeting in Barwala of Hisar district. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed confidence that the people of Haryana will give BJP a chance to serve once again. Addressing BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices.
मैं हरियाणा के में धरती पर काम कर करके निकला हुआ कार्यकर्ता हूं और मेरा पक्का विश्वास बना है कि हरियाणा की जनता ने बीजेपी को फिर से एक बार सेवा करने का मौका देना तय कर लिया है क्योंकि उनको खुशी है कि 10 साल में बिना भ्रष्टाचार के सरकार चलाना ये हरियाणा में पहली बार हुआ है हरियाणा के नौजवानों को बिना पर्ची बिना खर्ची रोजगार मिलना ये हरियाणा में पहली बार हुआ है।
Criticizing Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that the party is gripped with factionalism, infighting and settling scores with each other. He claimed that such a party can never win the trust of the people of Haryana. Voting for Haryana Assembly is scheduled for the 5th of October and counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. Department of Pharmaceuticals Secretary Arunish Chawla today said that the Meditech and the pharmaceutical industry has become a driving force for export in India. Addressing the annual Farmer Summit 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Chawla said Meditech and pharmaceuticals currently is the fourth largest merchandise export from India. He added that more than 50% of drug and pharmaceuticals produced in the country was exported last year and continues to be a promising avenue for India. Talking to media, Mr. Chawla said that the Make in India initiative has helped the nation become a manufacturing superpower and Meditech and pharmaceuticals industry has played a huge contribution in this.
The PLI schemes, which are part of the Make in India initiative, have done exceedingly well. In the pharma and Meditech sector, 50 large greenfield plants have already come up. 50 more are in the pipeline. This is a huge achievement. And last year, Indian pharma industry exported more than 50% of what it produced in the country. And therefore, officially, it is now an export-oriented industry. We are the third largest producer of drugs and pharmaceuticals by volume.
Uttar Pradesh government launched a 155 hours non-stop mega cleanliness campaign this morning. The drive will end on the 2nd of October, coinciding with the 155th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. Under the theme Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata, the campaign aims to promote hygiene and environmental consciousness across urban areas. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed the Urban Development Department to ensure the success of the campaign. Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today planted a sapling under Ek Per Maa Ke Naam campaign in Delhi. Speaking to media, Mr. Kumaraswamy said that wherever the government is establishing steel industry, it is encouraging to increase greenery to reduce carbon emissions. He added that this will help India reach the targets set at the Paris Agreement and achieve net zero emissions by 2030.
All citizens' responsibility is there, particularly in the name of development of the country, development of industries, and particularly our steel industry. Wherever we are establishing steel industries, our ministry has taken care. We are encouraging to strengthen the greenery for plantation by creating greeneries and to reduce the carbon emission. If we encourage for the plantation, we can reduce the emission and we can go for the strengthen the Paris Agreement.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian Embassy in Beirut has advised against traveling to Lebanon till further notice and urged Indian nationals to leave due to escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. The embassy has said those who remain for any reason are advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in embassy's contact. Recent Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon killed 558 people, including 50 children, and injured 1,835, while Hezbollah retaliated with rocket attacks on Israel. Meanwhile, United States, France and some of the allies have called for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Israel-Lebanon border following an escalation in conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. The statement came from the US, France, the European Union, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, among some other partner nations. It called on the governments of Israel and Lebanon to endorse the temporary ceasefire immediately. More from a West Asia correspondent.
A senior Biden administration official stated that the proposed ceasefire would apply to the Blue Line, the demarcation line between Lebanon and Israel, with the intention of allowing parties to negotiate towards a potential diplomatic resolution of the conflict. In response to escalating crisis, France had earlier called for a special Security Council meeting. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also urged the Council to work in lockstep to end the violence between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants across the Blue Line. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting held in New York yesterday on the margins of the UN General Assembly. The meeting was chaired by Brazil's President Lula da Silva. Speaking as a Troika member, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's views on the three key areas of global governance reform. These are reform of the UN and its subsidiary bodies, reform of the international financial architecture, and reform of the multilateral trading system. The External Affairs Minister recalled that significant strides were made during India's G20 presidency, wherein the leaders had called for expanding development and climate finance.
G20 leaders had called for expanding development and climate finance from billions to trillions. They had encouraged MDBs to refine their vision, incentive structures, operational approaches, and financial capacities to maximize their development impact. Brazil's presidency, as we all appreciate, has continued that momentum. The 2024 G20 roadmap for better, bigger, and more effective MDBs builds on the New Delhi mandate and the recommendations of the 2023 G20 Independent Expert Group on strengthening MDBs.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman called on Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev in Samarkand yesterday. The finance minister is in Uzbekistan to attend the annual meeting of Board of Governors of AIIB. Ms. Sitharaman informed the Uzbekistan president about the very productive meetings with Deputy Prime Minister and with Trade, Investment and Industry Minister for fostering collaboration in new areas. She suggested to President Mirziyoyev that bilateral discussion on cooperation in fintech and a cross-border real-time payment system will be of great convenience to students, tourists and businesses on both sides. She also informed that India appreciates Uzbekistan's efforts towards sustainable development and both nations can explore ways to cooperate on green technologies and climate action initiatives. President Mirziyoyev appreciated India's proposals to collaborate in new areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian chess Olympiad champions at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between members of the 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. India had struck historic double gold medals in the 2024 Chess Olympiad held in Budapest, Hungary. The Prime Minister said a country becomes great not only on the basis of money power, it becomes great with development in sports also.
Koi desh viksit banta hai, to sirf khajane se nahi banta hai. तो उसके पास कितने पैसे हैं, कितने उद्योग हैं, जीडीपी कितना, इतने से नहीं बनता है. हर फील्ड में वो दुनिया में महारत होनी चाहिए. वैसे ही खेल में भी मैक्सिमम गोल हमारे बच्चे कैसे लाएं? ये जब होता है इतने सारे वर्टिकल, तब देश महान बनता है.
चेस प्लेयर आर प्रज्ञानंदा हेल्ड प्राइम मिनिस्टर फॉर हिज नॉलेज ऑन मेनी टॉपिक्स इंक्लूडिंग चेस.
With AI, the chess has evolved. There has been new technology and the computers have become much stronger now. And it is showing a lot of new ideas in chess and we are still learning from it and I think there is a lot to learn from it.
After the meeting, chess player Tania Sachdev said they feel inspired by Prime Minister Modi and his passion for sports.
सर मैंने हमेशा देखा है कि आप हर स्पोर्ट और हर स्पोर्ट पर्सन को इतना इनकरेज करते हैं और इतना सपोर्ट करते हैं. मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि आपका स्पोर्ट्स से बहुत बड़ा लगाव है, हर एक स्पोर्ट से.
इन मकाओ ओपन बैडमिंटन इंडियाज किदांबी श्रीकांत विल फेस कंपैट्रियट आयुष शेट्टी इन द मेन्स सिंगल्स प्री क्वार्टर फाइनल मैच दिस आफ्टरनून. इन द वुमेन्स डबल्स इन हिज थर्ड सीड पेयर ऑफ गायत्री गोपीचंद एंड त्रिशा जॉली विल क्लैश विद ताइवान्स लिन ची चुन and Teng Chun Sun in a round of 16 match. Meanwhile, in the women's singles, Indian shuttler Tasneem Mir went down 17-21, 21-13, 10-21 against the fourth seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan in a pre-quarterfinal match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu visits Siachen base camp in Ladakh and interacts with soldiers and officers. Campaigning gains momentum for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior leaders of all political parties hold rallies and roadshows. Indian embassy in Beirut issues advisory to Indian nationals to leave Lebanon and not to travel there amid escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. US, France and some of the allies call for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across Israel and Lebanon border. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with FIDE Chess Olympiad champions at his residence. And in Macau Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and Ayush Shetty to face each other in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal match this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.